Okay, and the top, it's 158. Perekei, I don't know what page it is at the bottom. Okay, the bottom is 300. Okay, in Perek Daled, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that why is world look real if the world is really not real? Because really the world is Elokus. He explains the reason for that is because there's a level called Elokim, which is a concept of Tzimtzum. And this concept of Tzimtzum makes that the world should feel itself to be a separate entity. He says, "Hi, are you? We can't understand it." So he said, "Yeah, we can't understand it because it's one of the attributes of Hashem." And the end of Perek Dalid, the Alter Rebbe explains that this level of Tzimtzum is called Kelim. The Tzimtzum Elokim is called the vessels, and the revelation is called Yudkei Vavkei. And therefore, there's a level of Elokim, the Kelim, that conceals over the revelation of Elokus. Okay, so now he says in Perekei, concerning this concept, Chazal tell us the following. Initially, when Hashem created the world, the initial plan, and you have to understand what this means, the initial plan of Hashem was to create the world with Midas Adin, with the attribute of Gvura. Hashem saw that the world would not be able to exist. Sheetav by Midas Rachman. He added the level of Rachamim. Now, obviously, we have to understand it can't mean that Hashem changed his mind, and Hashem didn't know what it was going to be, and therefore Hashem, you know, trial and error. He tried Midas Adin, it didn't work. The water was too hot, as the Medrash says. He put in cold water to lukewarm it. Obviously, Hashem knows exactly what's going on. But he's explaining that when Hashem started creation of the world by Midas Adin, it means the purpose of creation is that there should be this level of tzimtzum and gvura, that there should be a concealment of godliness. And Hashem wanted to reveal miracles in the world, like he's going to explain, which is Midas HaRachamim. There should be miracles in the world to give the people an opportunity to have some revelation to a certain extent of godliness. In other words, the Alter Rebbe just got to explaining that Chesed and Din, Chesed and Gvura, is basically the two levels of Avaya, which is revelation, or Chesed, and Gvura is the level of the concealment, the Kelim, that block and conceal godliness. So what was the initial purpose of creation? The initial purpose of creation was to have Midas Adin, meaning there should be a Tzimtzum, there should be a concealment, that people should not feel Elokus. Because if people feel godliness, then it's very easy to do Torah mitzvahs. Just like in my Maamarim, it's explained that the whole world is concealment of Elokus. But today, there's a much greater concealment of Elokus than there was when the Jews left Egypt. When the Eden left Mitzrayim, they had the Makkos in Mitzrayim. They had the splitting of the sea. They had the Mon. They had Matan Torah. They had the well. They had the clouds. They had the constant revelations of godliness. Because godliness was so revealed, it was much easier for a person to keep Torah mitzvahs than it is now when we don't have all these things. Not only we don't have all these miracles, all we see is concealment upon concealment of problems and problems and problems of concealment of godliness. So it says, Dafka, this generation, is the ultimate purpose of creation. And Dafka, this generation, because of the concealment, is going to bring Mashiach that they couldn't. So Hashem wanted the world to be created with Midas Adin because Hashem needed the world to be concealment of godliness, which allows the world to exist as a world. And that's why, as we learned, olam comes the word he'elam, concealment. The whole concept of olam is a concealment of godliness. And therefore, they had to start off with Midas Adin. Rosh Ein Eilim is Kayim. He saw that the concealment would be too great. So, Sheet of Midas Arachmim, what does it mean? His Galus Alokus, the revelation of Alokus in the world, Ayidei Tzadikim through Tzadikim, and Asis and Mason Shebet Torah through the various miracles and wonders of Torah. In other words, there had to be the miracles of Torah to reveal godliness into the world. So he says, now Vinez Alze Omer Bezeyar, concerning this, the Zeyar says, the Le'ela Besitra Kedusha Ilo, in the world, and upstairs, in the level of Kedusha, Is Yemina V'Ismala, there's right and there's left. Meaning, Hainu Chesed U'Gvura, the level of Chesed and the level of Gvura. Meaning in the levels of Alokus, the Zohar says, L'mayla, there's right and left. In Pasach Eliyahu, we say from the Zohar, Chesed Dreya Yamina, Chesed is the right hand of Hashem, Gvura, Dreya Smala, Gvura is the left hand of Hashem. But what does it say in the Zohar? L'mayla, up there, there's two levels. There's Chesed and Gvura all the way up in Alokus, meaning, even the level of Gvura, which conceals Elokus, is an attribute of God. Even though it's a concealment of Elokus, but it's still a concealment and it's still a level of Elokus. And as it's brought down, in Avedas HaKadosh, it says the expression, Shem sheyesh lekeach bebilti bal gvul. Kach yesh lekeach begvul. It says, just like Hashem has an infinite power, equally so, Hashem has a finite power. Meaning, the level of Elokim is as much godly as the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei, as the level of the revelation of Elokus. Because there's no difference between revelation, infinite, and limitation. And therefore, like we learned many times, if somebody would ask the question, and if you don't think, you know, your answer, which seems to be obvious, somebody can ask, is Hashem infinite or not? And the answer is, he's not. Because to say Hashem is infinite, you are limiting Hashem that he's only infinite and not finite. And a bigger problem to that is, if Hashem is only bligvul, if Hashem is only infinite, unlimited, how in the world could he make limitation? You can't make what you're not. So therefore, what's the real answer to the question? Hashem is none of the above. Hashem is not spiritual, he's not physical, he's not limited, he's not unlimited, he's not chesed, he's not din. What is he? He's Hashem. And therefore Hashem is limited, Hashem is unlimited, Hashem is physical, Hashem is spiritual, Hashem is whatever you want. Because he's above all of it. And because he's above all of it, that's why he can have infinite and finite and spiritual and physical and good and bad, whatever you want. He has all of it. So he's bringing out over here that even the level of Elokim, which seemingly is a level of concealment, a limitation of godliness, that itself is a godly attribute. That itself is Elokus. And he says Pirush, which means the Shteim and Midas Elokus, both are attributes of Elokus, Lemaile Misechel Nivroim, higher than the Seichel of Nivroim of creations, Vahasagosim in their understanding. Meaning, not only is the infinite power above understanding, but the limitation of Elokus is also beyond our comprehension. Why? The Iyu v'gamer chad be'elam ha'atzilis. Because in the world of Atzilis, Hashem, Iyu, which is Hashem, v'gamer means the kelim, are all one. Because in the world of Atzilis, which says la'ela, there's chesed and gevura, both are the level of Elokus. Equally. Chesed is not more Elokus than gevura, and gevura is not less Elokus than chesed. Both are there.
Where is it not mixed? In this world? Yeah, you learn this Kaddish and Hashem was sitting on the kisei of one and then the other, but he's saying in Atzilus of
Tzidkenu. Played movable chairs.
Well, that,
it, musical
it's
chairs.
Context, but the point is, it's either Midas Racham or Midas Tzidkenu. He said, one is left, one is right. So, which world is that? When you say Eisa Shalom, remember, we're asking for what? For peace, tradition, merge?
Eis Hashem B'mrem means the Eibishter that makes peace between Michal and Gavril, which is Chesed and Gevura.
So what are you saying? They should come together?
Just like Hashem makes peace up there, Michal and Gavril are good friends.
Together?
In Kedusha, there is a Hiskalulus, there is a togetherness. Chesed has Gevura in it, and Gevura has Chesed in it.
Gevura already has it. So
yeah.
Why are you saying that? What are we asking for?
But, no, we're saying Hu Yas Hashem. We're not saying you should make peace up there.
Up there it already is.
Right. The one that makes peace and I should make peace down here too.
I'm asking, so where is it split? That one is on the right, one is on the left. That's in
this one? In Atzilus.
You just said in Atzilus it's one.
You have a right hand and a left hand, Baruch Hashem? Yeah? How many people are you? We're not talking about split personalities. We're talking about physically.
One.
So, you're one. And the right hand and the left hand get along. Now, they get along.
Yes.
You're moving them both the same way. They must be getting along. One's not going in.
You're saying Hashem combined them.
No, we're saying.
This measure, so you talk about Hashem was sitting on the chair. You know, you learn these stories. Hashem got up from the chair. You learn about Shoshana. You know,
he looked
from the one.
I davened him, Shoshana, yeah.
No, I'm saying from the stories of it. So
gets into davening, no? What do you think? Hashem is sitting on a chair and he got tired, he got kvetchy. He was in class, he got kvetchy, so.
I'm saying it's not one or the other. It's combinations, right?
You know why you have a right hand and a left hand?
That's a good water.
No.
Because the spiritual source where you come from has a right and a left side.
But in this world, then merge. I'm trying to ask you something particular. In this
they
world,
don't merge. We're asking them to be peace.
To create the world and Midas Din. I know, that's what I'm asking. It contradicts it. What you're teaching is that the Hashem wanted to create the world and Midas Din. It's too strong, so you put a little bit of Racham in. My opinion, a little more, but put a little Racham in, right?
Yeah.
But then you're saying, right, you put some. To dilute it. But then you're teaching that it's separate. There's no world of Midas Din and Midas Racham. It's a mixture.
No, they're separate.
They're separate, they didn't mix.
No.
So to make peace between them means what?
Chesed is Chesed and Gevura is Gevura.
Does it mean, Eisa Shalom and Rima, that there should be peace between Rachamim and
Gevura? No. Just like Hashem makes peace. Lemaila.
Lemaila, but together.
Why? Because they're both, we're not finishing. Because they're both bottled talukus. So even though seemingly, we're going to get to this in a minute, but I'll say it already now. Even though seemingly Chesed and Gevura are two opposites, one's Mayim and one's Eish. One's right, one's left, one's fire, one's water, so seemingly they're the Mamish opposites. Yeah, not only separate, Mamish the opposites, but because they're both bottled Talukus, because all they feel is Alukus, and Mitzad Elokus, both things can coexist, so they coexist.
They coexist, but they don't blend.
What do you mean the kinds of blend? You make a cholent. What do you mean blending?
Din,
sometimes, because in the 10 spheres, there's this kalulus of Chesed Shebechesed and Gevurah Shebechesed and Tver Shebechesed. In the world of Tehu, in Elam HaTehu, Chesed was only Chesed, and Gevurah was only Gevurah, and that's where the Shfir Sakelim. Because there was no Achtus in unity, because there was no Bittul. Achtus is Bittul. When you bottle Talukus, and that's what he's saying, over there, because in the level of the Zot, that's what I was saying here, because there's Iva Gamer Echad, Hashem and the Kelim are one, meaning the Kelim and Atzilus feel Alukus, and if Alukus is Chesed and Gvura, so therefore they can coexist. No. There's a time Hashem reveals more Chesed, and there's times Hashem reveals more Gevurah, depending on his mood. That's what, you know.
As on Rosh Hashanah, which mood he is?
Well, asking him
to change.
We're asking him to go from Kisi Din to Kisi Rachmin. I mean, what's, you know.
So if it's already said, then what's the point to ask?
We learned already. We learned. No, Hashem could add more. What does it mean when it says in Chumash Yad Hashem? It says in Yad Hashem. What does it mean? That's one answer. Second answer? So in Shesh Mitzvah Tefillah, the Tzemach Tzedek explains that there's two reasons why it's called Yad Hashem. Even though there's no hand. So one answer is what you said. Just like a right hand down here gives, so when Hashem gives chesed, it's called Yad Hashem. Because it's the same pu'ula as the hand down here. But then the Tzemach Tzedek takes it further and explains, it is Taki Yad Hashem. Because the source of this physical Yad down here is chesed of Atzilus. That means chesed of Atzilus, chesed, coming down, what does it end up to become? It ended up to become a right hand. And Gvura of Atzilus, down, becomes a left hand. So the fact that chesed of Atzilus is the spiritual source of the physical hand, it's called Yad Hashem. Because it is the spiritual source of the physical Yad. But in Atzilus, as the Alter Rebbe is saying over here, the Le'ele B'Sitra D'Kedusha, in the side of Kedusha, which means bittul, because if there's Yeshus, Peter, there's not Kedusha. Kedusha, the Alter Rebbe defined in Perek Vov, means something which is bottled to Hashem. Something which is completely subjugated to Hashem is called Kedusha. In the side of Kedusha, Chesed and Gevura coexist, because all they feel is what Hashem wants, the bittul of Hashem. And therefore, Hashem has two opposites within him. Hashem is Nesi Havchim. Hashem has Chesed and Gvura. Hashem has Gvul and Bli Gvul. So therefore, when things are bottled to Kedusha, things coexist. Now, one could be revealed when Hashem does Chesed, he does Chesed. When he does Gvura, he does Gvura. It's not a stira. Both are Elokus. And that's the concept of Hashem, Hu Elokim. Hashem is revelation. Elohim is Tzimtzum, right? Like we're learning the whole time.
There's a certain measure and that's it. What can a person, like, life goes the way it goes, right? The Holocaust, whatever it was, is that Hashem is then acting to meet us at Din, right? So whatever you do, the measure, the balance of Din to Chesed is already in place.
No, you could change it.
Huh? But Hashem already needs
Tefillah.
He redoes it.
Tefillah, yeah. He puts on the brakes. He redoes it. Yeah. It's like you're doing reconstruction, remodeling the house.
Huh?
He
changes the
right. The only difference was Hashem knew the formula change was going to be before the change. So he it was in the initial plan that it was going to be a change. Hashem knew it was going to be. No, Hashem knew you're going to daven and change Midas Adin to Midas Rachman. So he put it in already in the original plan that this is what's going
to
happen. Because Hashem wants us to. The process is, Hashem says, you daven, I'll listen, maybe. You don't daven, I might also listen. But we learned in the Monday night Chumash class, there's a Zayir, on the part of Hashem Yilochem Mechem Atem Tacharishun, Hashem will fight and you should be silent. So it says in the Zayir, there comes a time, just be quiet, don't even daven. Huh? Where's the pasuk? Whatever. By Kriyas Yamzev, Hashem said, be quiet. Now's not the time to daven. Sometimes, when people daven, they ruin it. They hack a chaynik. You know, God says, they're asking for the wrong thing. They don't know what to ask for. Hashem says, you know what, you do better just being quiet. Let me handle it. No, it's not a joke. The Zohar says there comes a time a person should just be quiet. Don't ruin it.
How we know?
That's the problem. How do you know?
Is there more of one
than the other? What? What are you... What do you think? Why does Hashem have to do that? Ask him. Because I can ask a very simple question. Hashem wants us to serve him. Yeah? Why does he make our life so difficult? If he made it easier, we would do much better. L'cha'era. No? So Hashem should have made life easier. Should we serve him easier? After all, he wants us to do it, right? So if he wants to do it, why didn't he make it easier? The answer is very simple. Because if it would be easier, it wouldn't be worth that much. Right? Okay. The greater the challenge, the greater the accomplishment. If Hashem made life easier and we would do it, it wouldn't be worth anything. And that's not what Hashem wants. So for our advantage, he gives us challenges. So like we learned a million times already, when Hashem gives us a challenge, we say, thank you, God. Not complain. We should say, thank you, because when Hashem gives us the challenge, he gives us the ability to overcome it, to pass the test, whether we think we have the kerech or not, but he does give us the kerech to do it. And we pass the test. We have the ability to pass the test, and it's worthwhile. So a Jew is not, a Jew is every day in davening, in brachas, we say Hashem, to Hashem, v'al tivienu l'idei nisayin. Don't bring us to tests. We shouldn't want tests. But when Hashem gives us the test, then we have the ability to pass it, and the accomplishment is much greater than without the challenge. So the fact that Hashem made the world with gvura, tzimtzum, was for our benefit. So we should be able to accomplish more. Yeah, but that's not according to Chassidus. I mean, the Gemara says it, but you can't have dirba tachtin if we weren't born. Okay, anyway, coming back to the here. Anyway, basically, in Kedusha, there's a lot of good things. There's Chesed, there's Gvura, there's Simtzum, there's Avaya, there's Elikim, there's whatever you want.
Does all this argue between Hillel and Shammai, Chassidus doesn't hold exist?
Not the Chassidus doesn't. There's a level that a person... What do you think? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both right, no?
Yes.
Both are Teira. So in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing, is it better that a person was created, or maybe they shouldn't have been created?
Okay,
both are right. In a certain respect, it's better if we wouldn't. In a certain respect, it's better that we are.
Shammai is level of
everything's a level of chassidus. So he says, "V'af hasogus Moshe Rabbeinu all of a shalom b'nevuasei." The same thing, the understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu in his nevuah, la'haisa be'elam atzilus was also not in the level of atzilus, because he's explaining that down here we can't understand that level, because we say les machshava tfisei be, that no mind can grasp Hashem, and the only way Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was elidei istabshusei be'elam abriya. By his level of Atzilus coming into the world of Bria, the Avgam Zaysin, even then, even in the world of Bria, it's not to the level of Chesed and Gvura, even the levels in Bria itself was only the levels of the lower spheres, Netzachet Yisayd. By the way, just nothing to do with this, but the same thing, we have a right foot and a left foot is also because Chesed comes down and Gvura comes down. And therefore, if you ever see the Kabbalah pictures, I mean the real Kabbalah pictures, there's right, left, center, right, left, center. Right? Because Chesed, Gvura, Teferet, Netzach, and Yisayd, and Malchus is at the bottom and Kesed is on the top. So it's all three pillars of Chesed, Gvura, Teferet, Netzach, and Yisayd, right, left, center, right, left, center. The right hand and the left hand and the body, the higher part of the body, the lower part of the body, the right hand, the left hand, the lower, left, right foot, left foot. We are created in the image of God. Not only the Neshama is created in the image of God, even the body is created in the image of Hashem, because in the Sefirot there's right, left, center. And that's right hand, left hand, center, right foot, left, you know, that whole area, that whole concoction of right, left, and center. Huh? The image is the level of the spheres, right, left, center. Kavi yamin, kavi smel, and kavi emtsoi. So it's not that Hashem has an image of a person. But there is a level of Yamin and Smel, Chesed, Gvura, and Teferes, and that's a Ched Yisrael and Malchus. And Chochma, Bein, and Das, just for the fun of it, also. Right, left, center. So he says, Rak Shemat, and Tzchon, Shel Tzadik, and Megan Eden. So he says as follows. There is a level of Tzimtzum, which is a lokus, which does not allow a person to understand a lokus. Even Meshe Rabbeinu's understanding of Atzilus was only the way it came into the world of Bria, and also then only in Netzach Ad Yisayt. But he says, Matan Schorim Shal Tzadikim B'Gan Eden, what is the reward of Tzadikim B'Gan Eden? Is Asogis, is Pashtus HaChayis, is their understanding of the revelation of the Chayis. Ve'er Hanim Shech Mishtei Midas Elu. Chesed and Gvura, and the light that comes from the two attributes of Chesed and Gvura, which is the food of Neshamis and Tzadikim, Sha'asku Bateilu Lishma Be'ilam Hazen. What's the reward? Down here, we have food and we have clothing. In Gan Eden, they also have food and clothing for the Neshamis. The food for the Neshamis in Gan Eden is the Torah they learned in this world. And the clothing for the neshamas in Gan Eden, so to speak, are the mitzvahs that they did in the world. So therefore, he's explaining, even the understanding of neshamas in Gan Eden is also a very limited revelation that comes from the revelation of Chesed and Gevurah, that comes in the food and so on and so forth. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here that the whole concept of Tzimtzum is an existence of godliness, which is equal to Chesed, but it's the level of concealment of godliness rather than the revelation of godliness. And we're going to leave it here.